Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. God bless you. You are amazing, beautiful, and so treasured of God and so very loved. I am happy to be speaking with you. I want to start the show off by saying God bless you and I love you. And to apologize for the reschedules, I had to work, and with my doctoral studies, I had to reschedule the show. So I'm here. It is Tuesday, December 8th, 2015, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I just wanted to say that I'm very happy to be talking with you and sharing the heart of God with you. And thank you to everyone that downloads and the show and listens to it. It is my prayer and my belief, my soul belief, that it is helping someone, or God would not have chosen me to do this. There's always a purpose. Remember, saints, there is always a purpose when God tells you to do something. If he tells you, daughter or son, that woman or man is not right for you, he knows the end from the beginning. See, Jesus Christ is to us wisdom. He is wisdom, and hidden in him are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So we have to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ when he says, son or daughter, this is not good for you. Separate or remove that person from your life. Trust in him when he tells you that, because he is saving you from years of heartbreak and grief. Now, I believe that all nine gifts of the Spirit manifest when I'm speaking, because like you, I have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was given to us when Jesus Christ ascended into heaven. He said that I will not leave you alone, talking to his 11 disciples, because Judas had hanged himself. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit, when we receive Jesus Christ, comes and lives on the inside of us. What is the Holy Spirit's job, someone would say? His job is to teach us. His job is to lead us. His job is to lead us to live a holy life, to live the life that Christ is pleased with. And so I believe that all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit will manifest because the Holy Spirit is living on the inside of me. And it can manifest. You just have to speak that word. And as I speak that word, you, the listener, receive it and have faith and take hold of it, because it's the word of God. And the word of God has everlasting power. Praise the Lord. Someone might be saying, woo-wee, whenever Aaliyah starts her show, she just gets right into it. I'm not going to apologize for that, because that is for someone who's listening, for someone who's in a situation, someone who knows someone in a situation. All of us, because we live on this earth, because if we chose God, Jesus says that we have overcome tribulations. He didn't say tribulations will not come, or that tribulations might come. He says, when they come, be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. So when Jesus says that, and when you're in tribulations, or when someone is talking about you or saying something bad about you and it doesn't feel good, take hold of the Lord Jesus Christ and his word. Because you know what? All of us, when we speak words, we speak life, because we're made in the image of God. Jesus Christ created us to speak life. So whenever you say, I'm sick and tired of this, I'm sick to death, you know, you're speaking death over you, because your words are life. The Bible says that we will give account of every idle word that we speak. Idle means, you know, you're just shooting the breeze, laying around, just idle. You're just sitting there. And so you may say, oh, that so-and-so or this so-and-so. You're speaking life into your children if you call them dumb or you call them, they're going to never amount to anything. So let us be careful of our words. And that is for someone, because that is not the topic of our show. So receive that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I will go, we will go into our first song, which is by Hillsong, and it is called Love Goes On. I'll be right back. Thanks for listening. God, what a great song. It encourages our heart to let you know, to let me know that God's love goes on and on. I heard from a very popular preacher that when the Holy Spirit indwells us, He doesn't leave. Now, sometimes we could do things and He's silent because He tells us what to do and we don't do it. Just like any parent. I'm not a parent yet. I'm, God willing, God peradventure, if He returns before I become a parent, I would love to be. But, you know, you keep telling your children to do something and they don't do it, they're going to have to learn to figure out on their own what you've been telling them is the right thing. So that's going to be the topic of our next show, how to be led by the Holy Spirit. But today's topic is out of the mouth of babes, thou hast perfected praise. And this is God's radio show. When I first started this show, God led me to start this show. And I repent because if I've asked the Lord years before, Lord, what is my purpose in life, I would have started this show a long time ago. But never, it's never late. It's never too late as long as we have breath in our lungs, as long as we have breath, the breath of life, Jesus Christ living on the inside of us. So I am making up through God's wonderful grace and mercy. I am making up for lost time. And the Holy Spirit convicted me that I didn't need to repent for that, but I just wanted to show my listening audiences that repentance is necessary when you've done something wrong, but I essentially didn't do anything wrong. So just to make that right in the eyes of God and you. So we're going to get right into our topic. And there are two scriptures that I like to read from. And I first like, as I was saying beforehand, that I, when I started the show, I originally wanted to read from John. That was where God was leading me because that was a foundation. A foundation is a foundation that you build upon. If you build upon a shaky foundation, the whole house is going to tumble. So this show's foundation is Jesus Christ, the head cornerstone. Not just a cornerstone. Jesus Christ is the head cornerstone. And so this is His show. I want to only speak what He tells me to speak. So if He asks me, we're going to do this topic, Lord Jesus, be it unto me, Lord Jesus, be it unto me, Your handmaiden, according to Your will. So, yes, we may go back to John if any of you are wondering, but for right now, I'm being led by the Holy Ghost, and this is what He's telling me to do because He knows who's listening. He knows who's going to be listening to this show. He knows who's going to be having questions in their life about, Lord, why is this happening to me? Lord, why am I not here? Why am I not there? Father, I don't feel You. He knows who's going to be listening. I do not. So that's why it's always best if you're a true believer and you're seeking to live a holy life, a repentant life, you're seeking to please God, is to listen to Him. Listen to Him when it doesn't make sense. Listen to Him when it doesn't, when it's off your normal path of doing things. Listen to Him because although it may seem a little quirky at first, you'll see in the end it worked out perfectly, just fine. So always, always, always listen to the voice of Jesus Christ. And if you don't know how to listen to His voice, read His Word. His Word, I mean, when you read the Bible, you get everything. His Word is His will. It's alive. It's pregnant. It'll heal you. You'll praise. You'll worship. You get everything by reading the Word of God. So if you don't know how to hear God's voice, simply start from the beginning. Read His Word. I suggest starting in John in the New Testament. I love reading from the Old Testament because it's just really cool. But if you are new in reading the Bible, start in the Gospels. Start at the book of John. Of course, there's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John is the last book in the Gospels. So if you read John and start in the New Testament, you'll begin to develop a foundation of your belief system, of your belief in Christ Jesus. Amen, saints. thank you guys for listening thus far. I love all of you, and my prayer for you is only God's best for you in every single area of your life, your family, your schooling, and whatever God is leading you to do. So in Matthew 21:6, Jesus, in Matthew 21, actually Matthew 21:16 is where we're going to go, but in Matthew 21, Jesus is going into Jerusalem because he is fulfilling his purpose, his mission in life, which he was born to die. He was born to die for us. He was born to die for our sins and to take on our sins so that we could go to heaven. If you die in your sins, saints, I know this is not a popular teaching, but if you die in your sins, there is only one destination, and it's not heaven, it's hell. Because Jesus said that we have to live a holy life. A holy life is living a God type of life. Would Jesus have premarital relations? Would Jesus be okay? Would he sign off on you donating to the poor? Yes. Would he? Would Jesus be okay with you stealing money? Those things are opposite of living a holy life. So living a holy life is simply living a God type of life. And to know how God desires us to live, you have to read your Bible. You have to read the instruction manual for life. Now, God, in his great mercy, he has blessed so many people while they're on the brink of death. They have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. That is our destination, is heaven. We were not made to go to hell. Hell wasn't created for us. But because sin is separation from God, that's the only place to go. Now, when we get to heaven, or you can ask God right now, because God is a loving God, why people are there, he doesn't send anyone there. Sin sends us to hell. And so talking to myself and talking to you, a life of repentance daily is vital to maintain and live a holy life. That's my only desire, is to live holy before the Lord and be accepted before him. And so daily, I have to take up my cross, just as you do, to live a holy life, to live a repentant life, to examine myself by the Holy Spirit, by allowing him to use a flashlight in my soul and my spirit, the way I speak, the way I talk to others, the way I love others. If I have any motives that are outside of God, I have to examine myself and then repent when necessary, and as often, to have a clean vessel and a vessel to speak to you, to be qualified by God to speak to you. Jesus says to show yourself approved of God, to rightly divide the word of truth. I have to show myself approved to be talking to you today. God will not have me to do this or would not be approved by him if it wasn't ordained by him, in Jesus' name. So I, saints, myself have to study to show myself approved. And these radio shows, I'm solely dependent on the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit is dependent upon my knowledge of the Word of God. And so what I read, what I take in, the Holy Spirit speaks through and amplifies and brings it back to my remembrance to help you, and it also helps me, because I re-listen to these shows that I talk to you about, and I get something from it because I know it's the Holy Spirit speaking through me. Prayer time, and just to have something to offer, because I don't like wasting time. I don't waste time. I don't waste anyone else's time. I get to the matter, the heart of the thing, and so I'm not going to waste your time. I surely am not going to waste God's time. So when I speak to you, saints, I'm speaking on behalf and in the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ, because it's his show. And I would not be here if he would not have me be here. And why I said all that, praise the Lord, it is for someone. So receive it in the name of Jesus. So in Matthew 21, Jesus is going into Jerusalem. And like I said earlier, he knows what's going to happen, and he knows that he has to go here. He knows that he has to take this path. He knows that he has to endure the cross. Now, many of you may not know that Jesus endured, the cross, after he was on the cross, that was
to some may be the end of suffering, because Jesus was suffering when he was betrayed in the wilderness. Only God knows and will show us when we get to heaven how much Jesus had suffered for us. It breaks my heart to read every time he goes to the cross, because he died. He endured suffering. I mean, a tremendous amount of suffering for all of us, for you and for me. And so when Jesus is going into Jerusalem, because he must go into Jerusalem to fulfill the plan of God for man and dying on the cross so that our relationship with God can be restored, in chapter 16, well, before that, he cast out the people in the temple, saying, "My house is not a house of merchandise, it's a house of prayer. You've made it into a den of thieves." And the blind and the lame came up to him, and he healed them. And the children, when they saw that, they're like, "Jesus, Hosanna, Hosanna, Son of David." They were praising him. They were praising our Lord Jesus Christ. And the chief priests and the scribes, they saw this, they said, they were really upset about this, and they said, "Do you not hear what these children are saying and crying in the temple?" And Jesus said unto them, "Yea," and I read from the King James Version, "Yea, have ye never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise?" Jesus was referring to Psalms chapter 8, verse 2, which says, "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger." So again, that's Psalms 8, verse 2, and then Jesus quoting 21, Jesus saying in 21:16, "Out of the mouth of babes thou hast perfected praise." So let's dissect Psalms 8, 2 for a minute. "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength." Jesus is coming into Jerusalem. So what this is saying is the children, this was like an end, like a completion, because Jesus is now going to the cross. It's going to be finished. Jesus is soon going to say, "It is finished." And this was like a verification that all that I've done, all the healing that I've done, now the mouth of children and sucklings are saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna, David, in the name of the Lord, Hosanna, Son of David, come." And as Jesus is being led to the cross by his entrance into Jerusalem, he is saying, "It is finished. It is complete." And the second part of verse 2 of Psalms 8, verse 2, "Because of thine enemies, the enemies here were the chief priests and the scribes, because the children were talking about all the wonderful things that he did, that Jesus had done. They were proclaiming the praises of God because of all the wonderful things that God has done, and the chief priests and scribes, or the enemies, were saying, No, this shouldn't be. Why? Look at what these children are saying." But Jesus said, "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise, because thou hast ordained strength." God has given him strength to endure the cross. "Because of thine enemies, the chief priests and the scribes, displeased with the children, glorifying God and what Jesus had done. And that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger." That's the third part. In going to the cross, Jesus has closed the mouth of the enemy. He has stilled the enemy and the avenger. In the scriptures, it says that when he died, because he actually did die, he descended in 3 days in Sheol or hell. In Sheol or hell, he took the keys of death and hell from the devil. That means, the Bible says this, that the devil has no more power over us. He doesn't have the power to scare you or to scare me into dying. A lot of people are afraid of dying. They're afraid to die. And so they build their houses on sand. They build their salvation on the things that they possess, on the things that they buy. They shield themselves from the world and buy a big house, buy a lot of luxury items. But those things are only temporary. As Christians, God gives us wonderful things to enjoy, but those things are not meant and not supposed to take us away from the worship of our Lord Jesus Christ. They're not designed. Things, material things, are not designed to give us happiness. And that's why a person can keep having sexual relations, and he still feels more emptier and emptier than the time when he first started it. Or a person can keep buying more things, and they feel more empty because they think they have to keep buying things in order to fulfill that void. But the void we have is not in the size of an Apple Watch or Air Jordan shoes. It's not designed in the latest iPhone or a new computer or a printer. It's the size of Jesus Christ. It's the size of a cross. So if you're buying things to fulfill a void, it's not going to work, because material things cannot fill a spiritual need. Material things cannot fulfill a spiritual need. We're all created in the image of God. We're created to be like Christ. We're created to live holy. God wants all of us with him. It is unfortunate that we will not all be with him. But you who are listening, you could be, if you're not already, in the family of God by simply acknowledging and believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, and that he rose the third day so you can have life eternal, so that you can live eternally with him. This is real. Heaven and hell are real, more real than this life we have on earth. So don't cry or covet after material things that have no intrinsic or internal value, but only be content with such things that you have. You have food and clothing and raiment. Be content with those things. And if you desire something, an Apple Watch or a new computer, God will give you those things. But make sure those things don't come before Jesus, because he will give you all of your heart's desire, because he knows that he can trust you. So show that you trust God. Show that you love him by falling into his arms and saying, "Jesus, I believe you. I'm sorry for the way that I live my life, absent, denying you. Thank you for letting me live this far. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. You're my dream come true, and I need you. Set my life right. Set it right with you, Lord. I want to be set right. And everything that you've ever done wrong, Jesus will remove and erase eternally, forever, because it'll be washed with the blood of Jesus, never to be remembered. As far as the east is from the west, it'll be gone. Remember, Jesus loves you, and I love you. Remember, your life is very important, and you matter. You matter. Remember. Remember that you're important. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Please tune into my channel for when the next show will be aired. I look forward to being with you guys again. I hope you had a really great Thanksgiving and a wonderful upcoming Christmas holiday. Looking forward to talking with you again. I love you. Have a great week. See you soon. Rather, talk to you soon.
Waiting for your triumphant return.